Hello.
Hi. Hi,
How you
Reed.
doing?
This is Honey from Local Splash.
Hello?
Yes, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good. Well, not really too good. I have a huge concern about the advertising that I have with you guys. It's kind of dead business anyway. We're depending on this advertising, and this advertising is not producing anything for us.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Let me go ahead and check our account, okay? Let's go ahead and review it together. So first, let me try to search HVAC contractor. And when I do that, let me check your ranking. So one, two, wait, I'm gonna try again. A&L Mechanical. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. So when I search for HVAC contractor in your area, in your local area, you are ranking number seven. And then that's actually still there. Let me check your lead.
Right.
Yes. Then let's go ahead and review your leads. So let me see. You've got some leads that came in. The last time I see here was on the 6th. Let me try to reload it just to make sure if we had on the 11th and 8th as well or today. April. Yeah, there are actually leads that's coming in. Were you able to get back to these leads or these customers who reached out to you?
So you're calling leads is basically telemarketing calls, one second kind of call that I've been having is people that have a similar business like you guys do. It is offering me a better service than is offering me better service than what you guys are providing me. I don't know how they track, but they find out that we don't have any really good position on the website with this advertising.
I see. Now, Vic, yes, allow me to explain that one to you. Whenever businesses are actually being visible online, like for your case, you are already on the first page. In fact, you are on the top 10 businesses. So marketing calls or our competitors will always try.
Honey, hold into that. You say to me that we are in the top 7 or top 10, whatever it is.
Seven,
But,
exactly.
okay, if I show you that I don't have, I was away from the country and I came back here on the March the 20th. Today is May 8th. And we don't have, probably more than, I would say probably two calls, people trying to find out who we are and what we're doing here and so on. But services, dead, completely dead. We don't have any business input at all. That's reality.
Okay, sure. Let's go ahead and review your account now. So, okay. We've actually got you listed to over 100 different listings. Oh, actually 50 to be exact. 50 listings. Now, let me check. When you actually have like about 50 listings, this is actually one thing that's happening. I'm not sure what happened to your call when the listings was changed at all, because what happened, Vic, is that when we open you up to 50 different listings, for example, we can even do as much as 100, but to be honest, it's not really recommended for the reason that opening you up to that high number of listings actually opens you up to different marketing campaigns as marketing companies as well. So what they actually do is that they try to go ahead and check you once you see that you're ranking. for example, you're not ranking like in the 1, 2, 3, or 3 spots, they will try to call you and tell you that we're not working on your account or these are things that needed to be done. But to be honest with you, when I checked here, you've been with us for many years already. Competition with HVAC is very high. Like, there are really a lot of businesses that are doing HVAC in your area. In fact, on your surrounding areas. So we really try to go ahead and keep up with this other businesses. In fact, we have maintained your business ranking within the top 10 spots. Now, when we go ahead and talk about not getting much leads, there are several factors that we have to go ahead and review. One is that with Google Business Profile, clients really like it when you have good reviews. That's why we always suggest our clients to go ahead and start collecting many reviews as possible. Even if with your previous customers that you could remember, if they can go ahead and like give you a 5-star review, that's absolutely great. It plays a very big part, one, on the ranking. Second is in the decision-making of your customers. If I were a customer and I see a Google Business Profile and I need an HVAC, I have an HVAC service that needed to be done, I see a Google Business Profile that has good reviews, there is a very big chance that I'll be selecting that business. Second, pictures. Those would be our proof to customers how we actually complete jobs, what type of jobs that we actually do. So it's really suggested for our customers to go ahead and give us good pictures, update us there so we can update the Google Business Profile as well. That plays good. That one plays a big role as well into ranking. So the moment that you actually like upload pictures, give response to your reviews and be like interactive with them, and your customers also give you good reviews, like with pictures, you know, they have written great things about you, they are concise about what they have like given on their a review, that's actually one of the factors that affects the rankings. Now, when I go ahead and check on your account right now, We were not able to, like, the last picture that I can see was actually a year ago. So if you could give us more pictures, that would be great. I see here that the one of our ways actually in maintaining you in the first page is that we create posts for you. We actually do this every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So these posts are actually visible to Google. This improves your ranking as well and improves your visibility. There are other ways that we can actually do more to your account if you really wanted to go ahead and get leads. You notice when I try to go ahead and search for HVAC contractor and Brooklyn in your area, do you notice that there are businesses on the very top, like not on the local map? The ones that are showing sponsored or the ones showing that has like a green check mark, those businesses are doing ads campaign. And they are having an advantage because they are on the very top. If I were a customer, I search for an HVAC, I need someone to do my heating or my air conditioning, of course, I'll go ahead and check on the businesses that are on the very top. I'll go ahead and check them out, see how they work. And because you are on the top, you have a very high chance to be selected. They check on your account, and then they get selected. Right now, when it comes to local SEO, your business is already on the first page. What we do for you is we maintain that. Now, what we can do better is that we can go ahead and collect more reviews. We can update pictures to it. You can be more responsive to your customers. But if you really wanted to go ahead and get more leads, you might consider trying some ads campaign. You're actually, upon checking on your account, you are actually qualified to do the Google Guarantee campaign. There's also Google Ads if in case. You don't like the Google Guarantee. Google Guarantee is actually the premier campaign that we have that we are running. With that campaign, it puts you in the very top of the list. Now, that's actually premier one. You will have to undergo background check because Google is very strict with that. But again, it's a pay-per-lead campaign, and you will only be paying per lead, not through impressions, all right? So only when a lead comes in, that's the time you will be paying. In fact, if ever there are leads, that invalid leads that would come in, say, for example, marketing calls, they sometimes do that. If ever marketing calls comes in, someone looking for a job, and it's not a valid lead, then we can dispute it to Google. In that way, you can guarantee that whatever you are paying is a valid lead. Now, next to it, there's what they call... Go ahead. Yes. Now, next to it, there is what we call Google Ads. Now, that is actually next to Google Guarantee. For example, in some way, you cannot qualify for the Google Guarantee. You can still do Google Ads. Now, with Google Ads, it's different. It's a pay-per-click campaign. Not pay-per-lead, but pay-per-click. So what we do is we go ahead and set in a budget for you. We stretch the budget for the whole month. We do the lowest that you can try is actually $300, but we do recommend trying out from $500 to $800 because the more budget that you have, the longer the time that your ads is actually being published. Because when clients go ahead and click your ad, for example, you have a $300, you have a $10 budget each day. So when the cost per click is different, depending on the keyword and depending on the location, it could range from $5 to $15 per click. Now, for example, you have $10 budget. Now, your cost per click is $5. So after two clicks, the ads will stop and then we'll resume again by tomorrow. So the bigger budget that you have, the better.
Let me tell you what. So this conversation is telling me that what I've been paying for is no good.
I don't really say it's no good, but with local SEO, you are only like paying us to make sure that you are seen on the first page. That is on the local map section.
Which is not right, because I can show you on my computer. I put it on the name of the business, and it takes me two or three clicks or two or three different searches in order to find out where we are.
I would love to go ahead and show you my screen. So you can...
I'm talking about people that is in my area that is calling me and say, your business doesn't show up on the screen. So where are you? And I have to give them the name of HVAC contractor and so on in order to find out our company. Other than that, they never find our company. That's the whole truth. By you mentioning me different kind of program here and there, for my complete understanding, the bottom line is telling me that what we are paying for is no good. It's not what to be paying for because I'm telling you, I don't have any business at all since I left the beginning of the year out of the country and I came back. I know the season is in transition. But it's not the case. I don't have any more calls than people trying to just take the business away from local exploits because they are telling me the advertising up there is no good at all. So, beside everything that you mentioned, what you guys can do in order to get this working?
Okay. Allow me to go ahead and explain this one to you, Vic. When you actually go on the search on Google, there are three different placements. So what I mentioned to you was the Google Guarantee, which is the very top, the premier one. Yes. Next was the Google Ads, right? And then lastly was the local map section, correct? So with your subscription with us, you are actually subscribed for the local map section. So that's where we are working on your account. The ads campaign actually is recommended if you really wanted to be like on the very top, regardless of your ranking on the local map section. If you feel like, I'll be honest with you, if you feel like you are getting more benefit by just doing the Google Guarantee campaign, rather than doing the local SEO, we certainly understand if that's how you feel. If you feel like you can work more on the local, I'm sorry, on the Google Guarantee campaign, it's fine. The reason why we still recommend the local SEO is because, for example, we have put you already on the top 3 spot on an area. Then you can actually move your campaign in a different area which we wanted to target more. So it's like, because you pay for local SEO, for example, you have your ads campaign. Once your ranking has been built there, then you can move your ads in a different area so we can also like make sure that you still get leads on those areas.
Yeah, well, honestly, like in ABC move,
mm-hmm.
I wanna do an ABC move to the company that we can start having. If I had 1 or 2 leads a day, I won't complain, but I don't have nothing. That's the whole point. We don't have nothing.
So, okay. I just wanted to confirm, Vic. So all the leads that came in from starting March, that was when you came back, right? Until today, not one from these leads that came in to your local / dashboard are valid leads?
No, none. Probably one customer that I call and call me back through the same number.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, none. Honestly, at 100%, uh-huh. I would say 95%, none. That's reality. Uh-huh. So you are in a position to change this up and do something there for what we are paying.
I would really
appreciate that. After that, do you guys make some kind of move for us to see that this works? Then we can talk about another kind of program. But as this time,
mm-hmm.
I want to see results on what is worth the money that we are paying for.
Okay. I totally got that. So, all right, here's what I will do for you, okay? But I will also be needing your help, okay? I can go ahead and send this over to our team. We will try to go ahead and create more posts for you to better improve your rankings and visibility on the areas that you target.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we'll go ahead and do that so that we can put you in a better placement, rank you up. But again, we need your help as well. If you could go ahead and collect reviews, if possible, if you can have them like leave you a 5-star review, because currently you have your score is 3.3 with 10 reviews. So if you can get more 5 stars, that will put your rating
better
higher.
Position.
Probably yeah.
Better position, but the point is,
yeah.
The point is, well, I can go and ask. I got more than one customer that I really. If I need to do something for that, I definitely gonna be working on. If I can get people to make reviews, but besides that, a lot of 5 or more years ago, somebody else, two people that I don't really quite understand at the end what was the purpose, but it only to hurt our company. Somebody came to and leave a really bad reviews there for us. Is that something you guys can fix?
If it is actually a new review, we can go ahead and appeal to Google, so we can
No, that's not new. This is something that is about probably 5 years ago, or maybe more.
We can actually try, but I'll be honest with you, Vic. usually if this, for this one from Lakeisha, which is two years ago, it would be impossible for us to have this removed. But we can try. I can go ahead and ask our team. But again, I really cannot guarantee you because it's been 2 years already. Usually what we've noticed is reviews that are very old, they are very hard to be removed.
Okay.
That's why, for example, if you get a review, a bad review, you always get actually email notifications letting you know that you have a new review. If it's a bad review, please let us know right away so we can go ahead and appeal to Google as soon as possible. We have a very high chance of getting it removed if we appeal to them sooner.
I got it. Well, because these people have been calling us and say that we can take care of the review and put it away. I don't know how they plan to do. Go ahead.
Yes, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I have already a previous case of this one before. We really try to be honest with our clients because we don't want to give you false expectation, of course. And yes, as per the Google team, as per their experience on these cases, it's really hard to remove reviews. But always, again, we will always try. We will always try to do it. We can still go ahead and submit, but we don't want to give false information or like to give you false hopes as well. We wanted to make sure that we set the right expectations. We can try, but then again, there is a very big chance that we get denied. But still, again, we can try.
Somehow, in a way, if I understand what you're saying is reviews only can be removed by Google.
Yes. They're the only ones who can remove their reviews. If it's a bad review, yes.
Okay. That's something that I don't know how some people is calling us and say that we can do it. We can do it. So tell me what plan we are going to be working.
Yes. So like I've mentioned earlier, I'll go ahead and submit to our optimization team. We will try to go ahead and recheck everything on your account just to make sure that we are still, we still have the right keywords because your account is already 9 years old. So we actually check always and assume you are in good ranking because you are actually on the 7th place. But then again, I can go ahead and request for them to again recheck. That's a possibility. And then, continue to go ahead and collect more reviews. Send us fresh pictures as well. And then we'll go ahead and re-optimize your account for better rankings. Anyway, we are already posting for you. That's one thing that we do to make sure you are keeping or like you still have your online visibility and the customers can always see you. You have weekly to actually post that we do 3 times a week. So that's already a very big advantage and it would really help on the ranking. And then.
So what will be the first step? Can you say again what will be the first step?
Yes, one is that we will review your Google business profile. So we will go ahead and check that all the information is still accurate and up to date. Second, we will go ahead and post more for you on the service areas that you target to get you more visibility.
Okay.
Yes. And then from your end, you have to send us new pictures. Now, you have over 50 listings with us. So we will go ahead and try to update those other listings that you have to give you more activity online.
How we can prevent the telemarketing call?
You actually have the call tracking feature already on your account. Now, this has already filtered out majority of the sales call. But there will still be some or a few that will push through, especially if, say, for example, the system that they use to dial is, like, manually done. So, yes, you will still receive a lot of sales call. Now, again, we have over 50 listings for you. And like I mentioned...
Hello. I'm just going to open this call that I have right on the line. It is coming from probably one of those sales persons. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.